Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. I'm the host, Rick Fox. This week is one of Rick's Insure Rants. And with everything going on in the world, I'm sure you can pretty quickly figure out what my topic is going to be. So we're going to talk a little bit about COVID-19, the coronavirus crisis that this entire world is going through. It was kind of interesting. I was having a conversation with the people on my team, and we were the podcast team, and shout out to Madison and Dylan, who do such a great job of keeping this thing going and getting information out there to all you folks when it's important. If you're not connected with me on LinkedIn today, please go do so. It's a great time to find good information and keep learning through these tough times. Anyway, we were talking about what topics should be on the agenda for the Insure Rant and guests and all that stuff. And we all kind of just stopped and went, well, yeah, there's kind of one topic, kind of one thing going on right now. And that's everything that has completely changed everyone's normal. So what a good opportunity for us to follow up on the podcast that we put out a few weeks ago with Laura Nettles talking about how to move remote and what that looked like. So I figured I would do a rant on this today and sort of talk you through kind of my thoughts on what's going on and how that impacts the world. Talk a little bit about the human side of it and how we can be doing the best job we can of being humanly, being good human beings. I want to specifically talk about how it affects our industry and give you a few kind of guidelines to ways to be approaching your day, approaching your work and your leadership. And then leave you with three things to just kind of do at the end, to do every day, kind of just a hit list of simple but effective strategies to just kind of get you going. So let's just jump right in. All right. So here's my take on everything. I am, daily, I am saddened by the death tolls and the virus count and the jobs that are being lost and everything that's going on in the world. Like everyone else, I know this is a really difficult time. And with a family in the house, it's interesting because you get different perspectives. My 17-year-old daughter, who is very sweet, very kind, very aware of the world, she has moments during the day where she's a senior in high school and she's going to miss her prom and her graduation more than likely and things like that. And it's okay for everybody out there to think about it from their own perspective. So far we work in a great industry and Vertafore as a company is a very, very solid place. And we are functioning as normal as most of you, I'm hoping, are out there in the insurance industry. But it's okay to take a few moments and kind of mourn the loss of things. Obviously, first and foremost, mourn the loss of life, mourn the loss of people's jobs and the change in our normal. But then it's the little things, and it's okay. I mean, I struggle with the loss of all the sporting events and the television and things that I like to do. I like to watch NBA basketball. I love to watch college basketball. I like SportsCenter. That's trivial in the world, but it's an okay feeling for everyone to feel it and to embrace that we have a new normal and get through it. I should be in Hawaii right now on a trip for spring break. That's okay. This is the new normal. And the other side of this is what a great perspective builder for our families and for our children and for everyone in the world to just sort of level set. And I don't want to say anything great about COVID, but if you take the opportunity to really look at this from that perspective and through that lens, our kids are going to come out with a different belief system in maybe in our country, maybe in our medical, health world, in what it means to be a good service person. If you watch television or you just know what's going on with the doctors and the nurses and the first responders and everyone that's out there putting themselves in harm's way to help others, what a great message that sends. So I think there's so many different ways to look at this. on a day-to-day basis. I catch myself watching the news to kind of hear what's new and maybe exciting. Like, are we any closer to a vaccine? Have we solved any of the ventilator problems and all the things that are going on? But at the same time, you look at it and you think, okay, I can't watch the news for more than 30 minutes, or I just start, you know, it's so sensationalized. It becomes very political, very quick, depending on what channel you're on. I don't really care what your lean is politically, but it's just like, let's just be good human beings, which leads me into my second section here, which is just the human side of all of this. And I said a minute ago that the family and the time that we get to spend and embracing that, I think first and foremost, take advantage of that opportunity. I mentioned I have a senior in high school. She's leaving. She's going off to college. I mean, all things being created equal, she'll be at college in the fall and she won't be living in my house anymore. So we're doing some fun stuff. We're watching movies every night as a family. We have a podcast hour every single day where I'll find a personal growth or a motivational podcast. No, I'm not making them listen to me podcast. They're getting to listen to really, really good podcasters. And we're just spending time and talking about ways you can maybe that helps you. And this is time that we don't usually have between the oldest one having a job, my other two, you know, buried in sports activities, friends, their phones, being in their rooms. Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to find the silver lining. For me, the silver lining is the family time and getting to embrace that. And can we get on each other's nerves? And are we, you know, in one house and locked in here for most of the day, except for when we get to, you know, maybe go for a quick run or something? Yeah, but really, really embracing that and taking advantage of it, I think is important for all of you to just take a quick minute, take a breath, and then find out how you can. Do you want to look back in 5 years and think, man, I really just got through that, or I took advantage of the opportunity to be locked in a house with my family? I would say, and then how do you handle that? So any of you that follow me on or connect with me on LinkedIn, last week I put up a video on kindness. This week put up a video on support. And you've just got this, like, these little ways to go find it. If you're not following me, go follow me. It's just little ways to look at something from a different perspective. And then I would say, and this is super important to me, and I mentioned this on the podcast with Laura Nettles, is do your part. I'm so frustrated when I see, I'll still drive down the street, you know, because I'll go get in my car and drive around sometime just to get out, or if I have to go to the grocery store, and I'll see a coffee shop that's closed, other than you can get here in California, you can get a to-go cup. But then at the same time, there's five or six of the outside tables because we have good weather here, and there's groups of people sitting out there. I'm like, just go do your part. Stay home. Let's kill this thing. Let's make this thing go away faster, or at least get better faster. So I would say do your part. If you took nothing away from this podcast, but do your part, and I've mentioned that before, I wanted to say it again. That's how important I think it is. And that's the key. And like I said, this week's Motivational Monday by me, Monday Motivation, is about support. And this is what I mean by that. Support your family. Be supportive of your family. We get on each other's nerves. I mean, it's part of the gig being stuck in a house if you are sheltering in place. But support the opportunities that either your kids have to learn, or if there's something they're into, take a minute and go enjoy that with them. I would say support your local businesses. Those right now are in dire need. The small restaurants, the local grocery store, anything out there that is a way for you to help other people and you're in a position to do that, support that. I would say friends is another thing. You've got friends out there. We've been doing a lot of really cool things. I mentioned this on the Kindness Motivational Monday. It's, you know, doing Zoom calls, doing GoToMeetings, doing FaceTimes with families, and just connecting with people. We've been connecting with people we hadn't even connected with regularly. We were on a group happy hour thing with five families the other night, and it was awesome. It was so great. And then I would say the last one, and certainly not least, is to support anyone that's at risk or more at risk than you. I would say people that are older. If you're going to the grocery store and you know someone that is in more of an at-risk category, could you help them? Could you support them? Could you get their groceries for them? Do little things. Not only is that what I think is required of us as human beings, but frankly, it just makes you feel better about, you know, being part of the solution and not constantly part of the problem, which we can feel sometimes, especially when you get stuck in a house for as long as some of us have been stuck in a house. And then, like I mentioned, all right, just take advantage of those opportunities, especially with your family, with your spouse, even with yourself, or if there's something you were meaning to do, go do it. You got time now. Obviously, hopefully you're still working, you're able to work remote, but you know, I used to spend 5 to 10 hours, maybe more a week in the car, driving my kids to sporting events and practices. That's not happening right now. So that's 5 or 10 more hours that I can get something done that I've been meaning to get done. And like I said, my wife's doing things like cleaning out drawers and organizing photo albums and things like that. But whatever it is for you, take advantage. Okay, let me shift gears and talk a little bit about our industry, the insurance industry. Let me just start with we are very blessed. I know some of you out there will say, you know, our particular industry is focused on this industry and that industry is not doing well right now, so it's affecting the agency. But generically, as an industry, we are very, very stable. This is a solid industry. And if you're working in this industry, things have changed. You're trying to work from home. You're having trouble making the same kind of communication potentially that you were with your customers. But we all, most of us, knock on wood, everything stays, you know, the way it is. We all have jobs and we can still do that. So feel that is such a blessing. And I would say the same thing I said about take advantage personally. Take advantage professionally. You've been given a gift that your industry, you're not in the food, the service industry, you're not in. I have a very dear friends of mine that are chiropractors that own their own chiropractic clinic. One's a physical therapist, one's a chiropractor. Doors are shut, zero revenue, no income. So we are doing pretty well in this industry, but take advantage of this opportunity to be the best. People are taking, I think there was a post on LinkedIn the other day that I saw where it said, coronavirus is not a snow day. That means, you know, be the best you can be right now. If that's remote, be more communicative. If you've always called people and you have an opportunity now to call them on video, take that extra step. Take advantage of this to differentiate yourself from everyone else. Because there's time, you have the energy. Obviously, you probably have the bottled up energy to do things since we're all sort of, you know, trying as hard as we can to stay indoors, stay in our homes, but take advantage of that opportunity and then just get after it. Just go, just lock in and really, really go for what is a world crisis that we will get through, but you have the opportunity here to separate yourself from those out there that are also doing even the same things you're doing, let alone the blessed feeling that I have for being able to even podcast with you guys today, knowing that there's so many people out there that are struggling way worse than I am. So just embracing that blessing and taking advantage and getting after it. All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to give you sort of my 6 important ingredients to getting through this as a remote staff team through this. And I would say this goes for everyone, but really for anyone in a management position, leadership position, but I want everyone to listen to it as well. So the 6 things. Number 1 is clear communication. Make sure that you are over communicating. And I mean this at every single level. You're communicating with your staff, you're communicating with your customers, your carriers, your vendors. Overly communicate for this because it is the time, because that you can't bump into somebody in the hall and say, oh, I forgot to tell you something. So be organized in your communication. Number 1, clear communication. Number 2, leadership. This is number 2, but could easily be number 1. And the reason I say that is you need to be there for your people. You need to be a leader for your staff. You need to be a leader for your team. You need to be a leader, listen to this, for your customers. Times are crazy. I mentioned before, when I watch the news for 30 minutes, I start to get freaked out. There are people out there that have lost their jobs. There are people out there that are struggling. They have friends or family or people they know that are being hit by this. Even if they have someone in their house that's a doctor or a nurse that's out there on the front lines dealing with this, be a leader. Be a leader for your staff, for your for your community, and specifically in the case of insurance, make sure you're being a leader for your customers. That will build the loyalty, build the trust, put it exactly where you want to be when we get out of this thing. And it's just the right thing to do. Number three, make a plan. Gosh, that's weird. Rick saying make a plan. I've never said planning is important. But what a plan does is it sets expectations. And I said it on the other podcast with Laura, you know, is it morning stand-up meetings? Is it an organized happy hour with your team virtually? Is it all these things? Just have a plan in mind. Start knowing that the goals need to change moderately, potentially with changes in the environment. What, you know, do we need to adjust our retention goals by 2% during the time when some people will probably leave the agency based on losing their job and things like that? But if you have a plan in place and you communicate that to your team, everyone's going to be charging in the same direction, and that's how you get the most out of it. And I just think that when you're remote, having a plan in place is just going to be crucial for you. All right, the next thing, we talked about this a bit before, but I want to go back to it, is technology. Do you have the resources in place for your team to work remote and be as valuable and as efficient as they can? If not, you might need an investment. The good news is, again, you work in an industry where the revenue should not have changed much for you, and you are going to be able to make it through this. So it might mean a technology outlay of cash, outlay of budget for technology, so your team can be cooking and, you know, firing on all cylinders when they're out there talking to your customers and doing their jobs. All right. The next one, number five, is culture. It is really, really hard right now to keep a culture because no one's in the same building. It's not a vibe. It's not a smile. It's not a this. But you can create that culture by being engaged. Be engaged with your team. Again, positivity, leadership, like this one kind of encapsulates the other ones. It, being there for them, setting expectations, making sure that there's a clear path to using the technology that'll make them as efficient and not frustrated as they're sitting in their home offices and they maybe haven't done that in years. So having your culture right, I would say this is your question you ask yourself. Has my culture, if you had spent time, let's say you've spent time and you appreciate your culture, you know your staff enjoys it, ask yourself this question: has my culture translated to the remote environment? If the answer is maybe, take a look at it, figure out ways you can recreate the culture you've created in your offices or with your teams or in your part of the office or whatever in the remote environment. And then sixth and final is clear communication. Wait, I said that is number one. Yeah, it's that important that I put it on the list twice. It's number one and number six. Communicate, over-communicate. Again, I'll reiterate, that's for your team, for your customers, for your carriers, for your vendors. Everything is about communication right now. And the walk by and, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, so-and-so is coming in 2 hours. That doesn't happen anymore because you don't walk by anybody's office. So it's all remote. So clear communication is the key. If you're able to just be over communicative right now, the rest of them obviously super important, but that would be a win for all of you out there. So I just wanted to kind of give you a roadmap of how that would look in the agency, in this case, in your new remote agency as we battle through this thing. And I would leave you with this. I was talking to my wife and we were just chatting and I said, my wife's name is Megan Fox, by the way, not that Megan Fox, but mine's prettier. Wait, she's not listening. Oh, I said it anyway. And I said, what are the three things that you would tell somebody they should be doing right now? And she's a stay-at-home mom and she's an author and she does things a different way. But she said these three things, and I think it's awesome. And I was literally like, wait, let me get my pen. Let me write these down. So I'm not taking credit for this. This is all Megan Fox. But I would say number one, she said, be grateful. And she said every morning she gets up and she lists five things that she's grateful for that day. And I said, that's harder when you're stuck in your house. And she said, it can be small things. I'm grateful that this coffee is delicious. I'm grateful that my son remembered without me asking him to bring the garbage cans in from the curb. But remind yourself every morning of three things that you're great, or five things that you're grateful for. She said, number two, keep a routine. It's you know, even if that's brushing your teeth, getting, sometimes I'll get up, I'll go right into a meeting, three or four meetings later, I get it, and I'm like, I haven't even brushed my teeth yet. So having a routine, making sure you're taking your vitamins, set your alarm for a time that gives you the same feeling as if you're in a routine. It'll feel more like you're being productive. And then the third one, which is awesome, and we all know this, but ask yourself if you're doing this, it's stay hydrated. Drink a ton of water. Not only will you feel better, especially if you're not able to get out and exercise as much as you're used to, but at the same time, if you're going to be fighting this virus, if you're going to fight this off, or if someone you know is going to get it in your house, you want to be in the best possible shape. So obviously eat well, but just drink a ton of water. Okay. That really was a rant. That is me just going off on a lot of tangents that have to do with this thing. I just wanted to share with everybody kind of where I'm at, and hopefully there's at least one piece of wisdom. I don't want to say wisdom, but some piece of information that will help you fight through, stay positive, drink water, communicate with everyone. Just, you know, just be the best version of yourself you can through probably what will be the most trying time in all of our lifetimes. Again, make sure that we're attached on LinkedIn. And if you're listening to these podcasts and you like them and you can share it with your friends, if there's any piece of advice in here that you think would be helpful to anyone out there, get it out to the masses. We have such a great following now and great people that are, you know, telling me what they think and giving me opinions that are good and what I can do better, telling us about guests and InsureRant topics. Make sure to do that. Everybody stay safe out there. Wash your hands. Be a good human being. And we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Vertifor Insurance Podcast. And tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertifor.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at vertifor.